Good evening, listeners. This is Lawrence Reyes, chairperson for the PNB Governance Committee, and today is October 21st, 2020, and we are convening the PNB Governance Committee. Eileen, would you take the role, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let me get back over here. All right, Carol Wolfley.
Carol Wolfley here.
Okay, Dwayne Lark. I need to say what stations people are from. Does anybody care?
It helps for the people on the listening.
Okay. Carol is from KPFA. Dwayne is from KPFT, or would be. I am from WPFW. Beth Von Gunten. Is Beth here from KPFK? Not yet. Okay. Jim Sagerton. WBAI?
Yeah.
All right. Lawrence Reyes from KPFK.
I think I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Here. Lewis Wolf from
WPFW.
Lewis
here.
I'm here
in person.
Yeah. Michael Adler. He dropped off, Lawrence. Somebody was just saying they thought he dropped off this committee.
You know, he just he has some family things going on. I'll reach out to him, and I will I'll send an email to the committee and let you know.
All right. Michael White.
I'm here, and I'm from WBAI.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. Nancy Saibara Naratomi from KPFT.
Nancy, present.
Susan De Silva from KPFA.
I am here.
Ted Weisgall from KPFT said he might turn up late. And William Heerwagen from WBAI.
Present.
That's it. One, two, three, four. We're missing four out of 13. So nine.
That's a little bit more than two-thirds. Thank you, Eileen, for taking attendance. Item number three is selection of a secretary pro temp or permanent. Is anybody interested? I would appreciate notes from those committee members that take notes. If you want to share them with me, that would allow me to do my report to the PNB and to you all. Appointment of timekeepers, anybody willing to take time, keep time for items? Keep time for the stack? Okay, doesn't seem anyone's interested.
Somebody step up? Somebody's got to do this. Come on, guys, help us out.
Anybody willing to keep time for the stack? Okay, I'll do the best
I'll
I can.
I'll do the stack.
Who's that, Michael?
Lou.
That's
Wolf.
Lou.
Lou, thank you, Wolf.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lou. So Lou is a minute and 30 seconds for speakers.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody for items? Okay. So I'll say the time for items, Lou. And if you could, you know, loosely keep
Chair, sure, this is James.
Hey, James.
Yeah, I'll do the items.
Thank
you
so
much. But
bear
with me because I'm a little distracted. So if I let you all run over, I apologize in advance.
It's okay.
How much time for items?
Well, that's what we're gonna set now, Nancy. It's 10 minutes per item, equally distributed. Nobody has more time for many items. I suggested that everybody have the same amount of time in regards to the unfinished business. And the proposed motion item on the bylaws. So it's 10 minutes. So it's a total of 40 minutes. And if we exhaust that time, then someone could make a motion to extend time. Okay.
Okay. This is Susan. I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Susan.
So is the proposed item on bylaws, is that the proposed item that I proposed?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay. Good question. We decided that it was probably more appropriate to just list them as bullet points instead of by name, because if it gets approved or denied, it's a decision of the body. Okay.
That's fine.
Agenda approval. Yeah, Michael? You want the floor, Michael? Oh, I thought I heard Michael. Okay.
Carol?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hi, Carol.
Oh, thanks. I had sent in, and I understand you have it kind of general. When we get to the bylaws part, I had made a proposal that we, you know, talk about some of the key points, and so I wondered if that was the plan, if we wanted to include that in the agenda.
I will address that after the agenda approval, Carol. I would address that question.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So is there consent on approval of the agenda?
No.
Any objection?
This is James.
Is that Nancy? I heard Nancy and then James.
Yes. When is it proper to ask to put something else on the agenda?
When it comes up. You could after agenda approval.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, I'll wait.
Okay. James?
Excuse me, Chair?
Yeah?
I just want to advise the listening audience that better late than never, I just uploaded the agenda onto the Pacifica calendar.
Thank you so much for doing that, Eileen.
Okay.
James Agaton, WBAI.
Yeah, I'm going to object to the agenda.
Okay.
I think that it's inappropriate to put the New Day bylaws question on the agenda.
Okay, I don't want to name it, just the bylaws proposal, please.
Okay.
I was going to respond to Susan, Carol's question. But go ahead, James, you have the floor.
Well, okay, so if we're now debating it, I just think it's inappropriate. The PNB has rejected it as presented, so it's not on the PNB's agenda. I think it's a bad idea in general. I don't object to discussing the ideas behind it in the normal course of, you know, discussing possible amendments to our bylaws, but I don't think that this proposal fits under that category, because I think it's a wholesale revision of our structure, not amendments to the bylaws. So I just, as presented, I don't think it's appropriate.
Okay, thank you. So
word to the staff.
Hold on, Michael. I'm going to address Carol's question. My ruling is that when there's a request to put something on the agenda, that the merits of the item is not discussed. What's discussed is whether to put it on the agenda or not. Okay? I believe I heard Michael.
Okay, so my point then is that it's out of order to put it on the agenda.
Okay. So your point of order is that you don't want to approve the agenda because item on unfinished business, item number 7, you consider that to be out of order.
Yes.
Okay, so I will take a discussion on that. Please do not discuss the merits of the item. That will be out of order.
Michael, right to the stack.
Michael, you have the floor. Then I believe, Susan, you asked for the stack, right?
Yeah, please.
So in terms of proper procedure, I think that James just mentioned
Michael? Michael, you broke up. Can you repeat what you were saying, please?
Sure. I'm sorry. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I think James was saying that the PNB has rejected this, and the fact that the PNB has had an opportunity to reject this indicates that this item has done an end run around this committee. So as James was saying, it's perfectly appropriate to bring up ideas and concepts and discuss them within this committee so that the committee can then put them together in a better form for recommendation upwards to the PNB. In this case, based on what James is saying, I understand that there's been an end run around the committee, and now something that's, you know, whole birthed or whatever is supposed to come down to us after having been rejected by the PNB after an end run around this committee, and that does seem entirely out of order.
Is it my turn, Lawrence?
Lawrence, are you muted? Lawrence, are you muted?
Thank you, Nancy. I was muted. I'm sorry, because there was a sheriff fellow cop looking for me. Okay, so Susan, you have the floor.
Okay, so this is an item that I'm not supposed to say the merits of it, but I think very important, and it is coming because, as everyone on this, it will be coming to a vote of the membership at some point. There is a petition, everyone's aware of that, out there to get this before the membership. And the whole idea of the loan, you know, the Pacifica's been bailed out because of COVID now a couple times. But the latest bailout is to have the loan extended, which is based on the fact that these bylaws have been proposed. I'm not in the group that wrote the bylaws, but from what I can see, it would be good. So I think if this committee cares about governance, which we all say we do, this coming down the pipe and should be of interest to us. I just think that we should hear what it's about. That's all. And whether
to the stack. Oh, sorry.
And what I'll need to know is I have Jan Goodman standing by either. I mean, the item can be on the agenda where we just discuss the points that Carol made, or we could have Jan put them out, or we could just ask Jan questions, or whatever. Whether we invite Jan or not is another item for whether
that's
is on the
time, Susan. And,
Lawrence, I don't think you needed to cut me off. I don't believe I spoke even a minute.
Well, Mr. Wolf just said time.
Yeah.
So that's all.
It was a minute and a half. We said a minute and a half, right? 90 seconds, didn't?
Right.
Yeah.
Could I speak a minute?
I met 1:37 of mentioning that time ago.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you, Lewis. Appreciate it.
Change to the stack also, please, Lawrence.
Okay, Aline, you have the floor.
Is it my turn? Okay. Two things on the same point. We are going to, under unfinished business, we have a point that has to do with revisiting convening of the bylaws subcommittee. I think it might be more appropriate to bring up some of these points there, maybe, you know, work it into talking about the bylaws subcommittee, because that's where these things should be looked at. So, you know, that's my recommendation. Also, I did read the letter from the lender, and they seem to appreciate the idea that we might be revising or updating our bylaws.
Okay, that's getting into the merits, Eileen. So we're not going
to
go there.
I just want to inform people. I'm not sure it was –
But that'll be getting into the merits, which is something I
okay, I'm sorry.
Want to stay with. All right, thank you. James Sagenson.
Yeah, thank you, Lawrence. I want to say that that's another example of an end run around our normal processes. This is a promotion of an idea that's been floated. It's gone around all our normal processes for things to come up organically through committees and then to, you know, possibly be passed on to the PMB or not. But this negotiation by an individual with the lender is another example of the same kind of an end run. And it's assumed that that is now part of the lender's understanding of the requirements to extend the loan, and that is very negative. That's a very bad
okay,
thing.
Okay, that's the merits also, James. Please do not mention the loan, which is conflated with the proposal. So please do not mention that because that will be getting into the merits. Go ahead, continue, please.
Well, I think a previous speaker just said that this was...
I know, and I also mentioned to her that was getting into the merits.
I don't mean Eileen. I mean the speaker before that who's proposing to have one of the
right.
main proponents of this come on and speak to us about this, and I think it's totally inappropriate.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else?
Thank you.
Carol, for the staff.
Go ahead, Carol.
Nancy, please. Nancy, I'm sorry.
Okay. Nancy, I got Carol and Nancy. Carol?
Eileen, I would like to ask you a question. Can you tell me if you could summarize how you saw the reason that the PNB rejected this? Was it because it wasn't an appropriate time?
No, we're not going to get into that. I'm sorry, we're not. I'm about to make a ruling. It was
okay,
public.
Well, can I have my time?
Yes, you may. But if you spray away,
I'll be careful. I want to speak to having this item on the agenda because I do think it is relevant. I think it's appropriate for this committee because the subcommittee has had trouble meeting and does not have a schedule for convening. I'm not trusting that that's an appropriate place for it because they have other work that they're working on and they're not even convening regularly. So I would like to see us talk about these issues on behalf of the listeners, on behalf of the people who are concerned about Pacifica right now. Thanks.
Thank you. Nancy, you have the floor.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
We'll close it back after that because I have a ruling. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, we have a lot of unfinished business and if the subcommittee never does get around to it, this committee has got to do it. I mean, we cannot negate our responsibilities. And making us unaware of it, I think almost everybody in the membership has received an e-blast. So if we want to study it, and you know, we can do that at home. That's all.
Thank you.
I'm against putting this on the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy, for your words. Okay, so I have a ruling, and I'm ruling this out of order for the simple fact that there was an emergency PMB meeting held to address this, and the PMB spoke loudly to reject bylaws timeline proposal. And that was made public. So I'm concurring with those who think this is out of order, and I will rule this out of order. That's my ruling.
Okay, this is Susan. I would like to say something.
Sure, Susan.
I accept your ruling. I will let Jan know that she will not be attending. I think that. Committee actually is not really relevant because it's not doing the work that needs to be done on a governance committee. And when people outside of the group are doing some work, I think we should at least pay attention to it. Whether we we can argue with it, or we can, but it, somebody is doing something in Pacifica. There's such a culture at Pacifica of saying no. I would like there to be a culture of saying yes. And that's why I read this with an open mind. And I think we may be going away. I think Pacifica, we got a year's reprieve because of this effort, and that is
okay.
The truth. And so, so anyway, good luck with your committee. I hereby resign.
I wish you reconsider, and I would gather that when I weigh my ruling, I weigh the ruling based on that. Not one side, not the side that's against the proposed timeline and bylaw proposal. And I also weigh those who are in favor of it. And I don't think this committee should be subjected to propaganda from any side. So that is why I ruled the way I did. I gather that you're going to resign too, Carol, right?
I want to ask Susan to stay on for a minute, please. Susan, will you do that? And are you there, Susan? Okay, I would like to challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay, you want to state your challenge, Susan, and I'll speak last.
I'm asking for a vote on the ruling.
That's all you're asking for?
Yes. I'm asking
okay,
for a
good.
Vote of the members of this committee on this ruling.
Okay. So, Eileen, we will go to a vote. I will not respond because the challenge was simply to take a vote. So we will take a vote. Eileen, you want to take the roll on the vote?
Chair, a question. So could you say it's yes for the chair's ruling if you agree with it and no, it's against the chair, is that what it is?
Yeah, that would be
okay,
that's affirmative. A yes supports the ruling of the chair. A no does not support the ruling of the chair. Eileen, you want to take the roll or you want me to take it? Okay.
Eileen, are you muted?
I don't know if
Eileen
is
you
on.
Muted?
Sorry. My turn to be sorry.
Okay.
Yes, I was muted because I was eating also. Okay, Carol?
No.
Okay. Wait, that means you do not agree
against
with the... Against
ruling
the chair.
As a chair.
Okay. Let me see if Dwayne has turned up yet. Give me 1 second. If anybody knew. Nope. Okay. I'll skip Dwayne. I'm going to pass for a minute. Beth Von Gunten isn't here either, is she? James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Lewis Wolf? Lewis, are you muted? Lou?
Yes,
we'll come
I'm
back
sorry,
to
I was
Lou.
Muted.
Yes. Oh, okay. You vote yes. Michael White?
Yes, I support the ruling.
Okay. Nancy Sidbarn Maritomi?
Nancy says yes.
All right. Ted's not here. William Hairwagon?
Yes.
William's still here? Yes. Okay. And, all right, so I'm the only one who passed. I guess I'll vote yes. So that.
Can you get the count, please?
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Did you ask James?
Yeah.
Didn't I? Yeah, I did. I have him.
Yeah, I voted yes, and you recorded it. Thank you.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
I've got one, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses and 1 no.
Okay. Motion passes. My ruling is sustained. Carol, is there anything else you want to add?
No, thank you for taking the time for the vote.
Oh, you're welcome, Carol. So I hope that you and Susan, if you do resign, Carol, that you will reconsider because there's so much work to do and there's so much work to do in regards to your intentions. So the committee has a lot of work, so I'm hoping that Susan will reconsider and that you stay on the committee. Okay. So we'll now vote on the agenda with the exception of the new business item. Are there any adjustments to approving the agenda? Hi, Beth.
This is Beth. Welcome. Checking in. Hi. Okay.
Oh, good. Okay.
So is there any objections to approving the agenda as is? Okay, here no objections. The agenda is approved as is. I'd like to read the agenda for the benefit of the listeners listening to the stream. Listeners, we just sustained my ruling on the point of order that was made by James Sagerton of WVAI in regards to item 7. And item 7 was a request to address the petition and a bylaws, another bylaws referendum, I think, is in the offering. And so I believe listeners will be allowed the opportunity to vote up or down on that amendment. Okay, so number 4 is consideration of a motion on communications with listeners, and that's a 10-minute item. Number 5 is revisit convening of the bylaw subcommittee. That's a 10-minute item. Number 6 is creation of a subcommittee to investigate proprietary issues. We may need an executive session for this, so just be aware of that. And then we are adjourning with the goal set at 10:30 Eastern time. Okay. William, you want to motivate your motion? William Madwagon, WBI, you want to motivate your motion? Do you have it in front of you?
I don't have it quite in front of me. Could somebody else want to address it? Or you
sure.
Want
you send it out again, right? You just send it out again, right?
Could you go to the next item?
Are there any objections to going to the next item?
Chair, this is a request for information.
I'll state your request, James.
I'm wondering if you or perhaps Eileen, I hate to ask her to continue to perform the duties of the secretary, but if someone could send around the agenda, I believe she posted it at KPFTX, but it wasn't sent as an email that I can see.
I sent it as an email at around
3:00. This is an announcement.
Yeah, go ahead.
This was an announcement I needed to make. Because Jim joined this committee, I think, a little after the rest of us, nobody else seems to have him in their mailing list.
I do. And I did send it to him.
Well, I don't know.
I did send it to him. And
yeah, Lawrence, I'm seeing it now at 6:50 this evening.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I do have it. I apologize. Okay. I apologize. Please go on.
Everybody.
I just updated the list on KPFTX. Otis updated that for me, I think, yesterday. And so make sure Jim is on your mailing list to this committee, all of you, in the future. That's all. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you all.
This is Beth.
Beth.
Lawrence and I have already spoken. I've had profound difficulty with my email system over the last 2 or 3 days. It's unreliable right now. It's up. I provided a personal private email address as a backup to Lawrence, and it's not something I care to announce to the world, but if Lawrence could forward me the agenda, I don't know anybody else who has that address right now.
Okay, I would forward you the agenda, Nancy, in a minute.
Thanks.
I mean, sorry, Beth.
That was bad.
Yeah, I know that
Thank
was bad.
You.
I'm telling you, I'm a senior, so make allowances for me. I would forward
thank
that
you.
To you, Beth.
Thank you.
Give me a minute or two, and that is the exact same reason why I read the agenda. Yeah. Okay. I'm looking for William's motion right now.
Excuse me. Chair?
Yeah.
I actually happen to have that. I had cut and pasted it into a new Word document, so I could send that around.
Thank you so much, Eileen. I really appreciate you being a mensch. You do know what that means, right?
A mensch, of course I know what it is.
Okay. All right, so...
Yes, William again. I asked if you could go on and come back to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm sending around your motion.
Your motion. Okay. All right, so let me go back to the agenda that I'm going to email to Beth.
Okay, this is taking a lot of time. Sorry.
Go ahead. Why don't you read what's on the agenda? I'm sending Beth the agenda. This way she could follow us along.
Okay, next point on the agenda then, after Williams, which we have on the agenda as consideration of motion on communications with listeners.
He requested that be moved down.
I know. I said that. I'm just reading the agenda.
Okay, sorry about that.
Number five is revisit convening of bylaws subcommittee. Number six is creation of subcommittee to investigate proprietary issues. May need executive session for this. However, I think that the person who would have brought this up is not in attendance. So if he doesn't turn up, then we won't be addressing that point. And that's it.
Okay, thank you so much, Eileen.
Nancy,
Steph, can you let me know when you get the agenda? Who just spoke?
It was Nancy. No, it was Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy. Do you want the floor?
No. Yes, I want to add something to the agenda while William is getting prepared for motivating his.
Okay.
It's one of three that I had sent the committee a month ago, but I worked on them a little bit. And one of them is basically a limit on absences to four in a year's period. And it would start from the date it's passed by the PMB. And so if one misses, it would not go beyond or backwards of the date it's passed. So it wouldn't be retroactive. It'll just be starting, from the day because the reason is we have, I'm sorry. Can I put this on the agenda? I'm sorry. I started.
Right. You're requesting for it to go on the agenda, right?
Yeah.
Let me just, can you read it for the benefit of the people who are streaming?
Can we just get a title for it to put on the agenda?
I sent to everybody, but I will resend.
Excuse me. Hold on one second. I don't want people just speaking out without being recognized, okay?
Sorry, Lawrence.
You should know better.
Sorry.
So if you could put a title on it, Nancy, and I still want it read. So the listening audience that is streaming the meeting could be abreast of Nancy's proposal.
Okay.
So go ahead, Nancy, give it a name.
Okay. I'm looking for it. Found the one. Here's another one. I can't find the one with four per year in a year's period. Let's see. Is that
what you said?
Yes, maximum. And if people don't like it, maybe we'll make it five. But we've gone over this a lot at KPFT, the governance committee. And we spend hours and hours and hours. And a lot of us feel like four is enough. But then to please everybody, maybe five in a year's time. I'm sorry. I can't find it. Maybe I can find it while
we're... I got it in front of me. I got it in front of me.
Oh, you do? Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Motion on, let's see. I'm going to read it for the listeners that are streaming the meeting tonight. It has a number sign for motion on LSV absences for limit. Four is the proposed limit. Whereas the work of Pacifica depends on the work of the delegates, and the delegates miss LSV meetings, as some have.
Point of order, Chair. Can we just have a point on the agenda called LSV attendance?
No, I'm going to read it again. I'm going to reiterate. I'm reading it so the listeners would know what the proposal is.
We'll find out when we get to it.
So your point of order is not well taken at this time. So should I continue reading?
I challenge it, but it's not worth it.
Okay. So that's our weekly fight. Okay. Whereas the work of Pacifica depends on the work of the delegates, and if delegates miss LSV meetings, as some have missed over a year consecutively, it causes a strain on the LSV to do due diligence. Therefore, there shall be a limit of 4 absences of LSV meetings in the immediately preceding 12 months, not to be counted for any month retroactive to the passing of this resolution on date passed, which will be today. Any absence is counted as an absence, whether excused or not. After 4 absences, the next runner-up starts LSV work, and a former LSV member is relieved of their duties. Okay, I think, and I'm a defer to Michael or someone else. I think this will, although well taken, and I just think that it conflicts with the bylaws, where it says three consecutive absences, unexcused absences have to be noted. I mean, excused absences have to be noted with an excuse. So I'm going to go to Michael. Michael, can you edify us on this?
I'm not sure that I'm going to be perfect on this. That was my initial reaction, that this is trying to something that we would do on the committee level, a resolution, rewrite the bylaws and include into local station governance as well. And I know that each time that we review absences and go over the excuses at our WBI meetings, we're giving a lot of thought to the implications of what we're making at that by that decision at that meeting, and we do it at each and every meeting. I think we're careful to let people know whether anyone who is absent has called in and advised of the situation in advance. Sometimes they can't do it in advance, but and therefore requested an absence. These are fairly nuanced. I wasn't aware that anyone wanted this on the agenda. I'm sorry if there was something in my email. I missed it, so this is sort of a surprise. But I thought we had established the agenda for tonight. Maybe this is something that someone should research and allow for some discussion prior to the meeting.
Okay. Eileen to the stack.
Carol,
Eileen,
to the stack.
Thank you. I object to this point. I don't know. This seems like something that could be brought up at given stations, LSB, as a special rule or a standing rule. I don't think the governance committee wants to. If you want to bring it up in reviewing the bylaws, that's another thing. But I don't think it's an appropriate point for this meeting. I would vote against adding this to the agenda.
Okay, thank you, Eileen. Carol?
Yeah, I agree that this is a area where something is being proposed in contradiction to the bylaws, and so it would come under the category of a bylaws amendment if it were to be considered, and doesn't seem appropriate to the committee or this agenda throwing it in at the last minute. Thanks.
Thank you, Carol. Anyone else?
Shaq.
Go ahead. Shaq,
yes. Thank you. Yes, given that our current practices are determined by the bylaws, it would seem that that would be the appropriate channel for addressing the issue. I do think it's an important one. I think absences on the LSB I'm part of are a significant problem, and our current practices of asking for an excuse, absence for pretty much any excuse or no excuse, and routinely approving all of them with lots of grumbling in the background, and it's not actually addressing the issue. So I hope that our bylaws subcommittee will pick this up when we get to that point in the bylaws, rather than tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah, this is James.
James.
Yeah, I want to add that I'm not opposed to discussing this in principle. It is an issue that's been ongoing, and I guess to the extent that bylaws amendments should begin in the subcommittee, if that's our procedure, if that's our precedent, then I guess that would be appropriate for all proposed bylaws amendments to start in the subcommittee and work their way up. Thank you.
Thank you. Nancy, you want to close?
Yes. I think this will make a good bylaw amendment. And I think it's not just up to us, but we can start it. And I think we can hand it over, and maybe six directors will take it up. And also two LSBs, if they vote on it as to become a bylaw amendment proposal, then it goes to the PMB automatically from the LSB. So we can kill it, you know. I mean, we can do it several ways. But I mean, ridiculously, I mean, we've had some people like 1 year and 4 months consecutively getting an excused absence because they didn't want the next runner-up maybe to come up. We don't know what their motive is. I shouldn't even talk about that. But it's not good. It's not fair. Okay. And I did bring this up a month ago. So this is not a surprise unless you didn't read it. And I just worked on it because we couldn't get together. So.
Okay, thank you. So I'm going to concur that the best place for your proposal, Nancy, is for it to go to the bylaw subcommittee. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing no objection.
I have a question. What if the bylaw subcommittee never gets together? Because everybody seems to be so busy. And
are you on the committee?
Yes, and I waited last time for a whole 57 minutes, and I listened to that Spanish guitar music the whole time, and I was emailing people, please come, anybody. But I was guilty. I was like 6 minutes late to get on, so maybe some people got on and they heard the music, and they just thought, oh, nobody's coming. So
Excuse me, point of order. Have we moved on to that point on the agenda? Yes, we have a point on the agenda about the convening of the bylaw subcommittee.
Right.
Have we started
but
that?
My question is, what if we never get together?
Okay, Nancy, I heard your question, and I'm going to address your question. Is there a convener to convene the bylaw subcommittee? I believe that some people are volunteering to be on this committee, and I'm going to state the name, Michael White from WBAI, Beth Van Guten from KPFK, I volunteer to be on the committee. Nancy, any other volunteers to be on this committee? And can somebody convene it?
I will. Is it Beth?
You will, Beth? Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe before the end of the meeting, can you give us a date and time? And I could give you a free conference call number.
Okay. Now?
Tomorrow is not. I can't do it tomorrow. I have, I work during the week, so.
Yeah, I was asking, you wanted to give me a pre-conference call number right now?
I'll text it to you.
Okay. And if you could text me that list of names so that I know who to contact.
Yeah.
What if we just pick a time right now and have be
okay.
done with it?
That'll
How
be
about
great.
Saturday? How about Saturday? Or Friday?
Saturday?
Nancy, Beth is convening. They'll come up with a date, please.
Lawrence, the chair, is James, may I be recognized?
Yes, you may, James.
I'm going to ask you to put me on that list as well, please.
Okay.
Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes.
I had a list. I have Nancy, Lawrence, also William, James, and Beth. And there was a question about Michael White. That's how I had recorded it.
Okay. Michael, are you intending to be on this subcommittee? Michael?
Any of them that I can. Yeah,
okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I know that I'm qualified, and I know that I've done a lot of this kind of work, and I'm going to try and show up. I got to say, I hate sacrificing Saturdays after sacrificing a lot of weeknights. It's one of the things I try and keep free. But I'm going to do my best to be there.
Okay. That's all I can ask for. That's all I'm asking for is your best. Eileen, is that you?
This is Beth.
Oh,
no. Beth, go ahead.
I haven't looked. I thumbed through the KPFTX calendar briefly as we were talking earlier and checked. It doesn't look like there are a lot of meetings on Monday evenings. Is that true? I'm looking for evening that doesn't.
No, there's two major committees that meet on Monday,
okay.
And that's
okay,
personnel
then.
And strategic
okay.
Strategic planning.
Which Mondays? Every Monday.
Mondays.
Which Monday?
Alternate Mondays. So, like for instance, the personnel committee is going to meet. At the beginning of November, and then the following week, the following Monday, the strategic planning committee meets that week. So, if you could maybe suggest another day.
What about Sunday evening, rather than the middle of the weekend?
Sunday,
oh, no.
What time?
No.
Okay. And I can't do Sundays either.
Personally,
how about if I get the name, all the names, and email everybody with a couple
okay.
of few suggestions and see what works for most people rather than take up the time of this meeting. Is that
okay,
acceptable
that
to everybody?
That sounds great. Eileen, can you email
you.
Her the names?
And we will
wait
meet
a second.
Before...
Okay.
Yeah.
Two things. Maybe recognized?
Yes.
Two things. I'd like to confirm if William Heer Wagon's going to be on the committee, because I had that noted. Whether correctly or incorrectly, I don't know. William?
William, what say you?
I don't think I want to be on it. Maybe I'll join it later. But...
Later. I think we
just
need help
the maybe.
Sooner
oh,
rather than
maybe.
Later. Also, I'm looking at the November calendar, and there's not a single entry for meeting on Monday in November?
That's what I was seeing. That's what I was seeing. That's why I
just that. Haven't put
I
their
have,
meetings
I have,
in yet, but that's, you know,
I have
first come, first serve.
I'm sorry.
Let me speak to that. I'm looking at the calendar, my calendar right now, And it's my oversight that I forgot to post a personnel committee for November the 2nd. And then November 9th, the district planning committee meets, and then so forth and so on, alternate times. So I'm going to post a meeting tonight for the personnel committee for the November 2nd. And then the 9th is Seduke planning, which I can't, for some reason my tongue gets tied when I try to say that word. And then on the 16th is another personnel committee. In fact, that's a very important meeting that night because we're closing the posting and we're going to start arranging interviews for ED. So I just wanted to say that. So it was my oversight.
Chair, may I be recognized with a suggestion? Can everybody send Beth the committees that they're on so she can see what nights they could not make it? And maybe there will be something open.
Nancy with a question.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, Beth was saying she's having trouble with internet right now.
Email. Yeah, the internet is fine.
I address that. Nancy speaks, please. Go ahead, Nancy.
So, since she's having trouble with email, and the canary was bouncing back all night, so I wonder, can I help or assist in sending emails and polling people, and can we include like this 23rd, 24th? That's 23rd is a Friday, and the 30th is a Friday. That's a weeknight, and no meetings that could be considered. People.
Beth, are you willing to accept Nancy's help?
Point of personal privilege.
Go ahead and state your personal privilege, Carol.
I'm not on this subcommittee, so I'm going to get off the call, but good luck, everybody. Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You, Carol. All right.
I hope to have, if I don't have my news canary working by tomorrow, I will have a new email working by tomorrow. I'm really fed up with the service provider.
Okay.
And I have a standing backup that has been the personal, but I'll use it for this purpose if it comes to that. So by tomorrow, I will have a functional email for everyone.
Okay.
And until then, if Lawrence and whoever else has names, if you could direct those. Does everybody have my text? Anybody?
Hold on, Beth.
I think Eileen sent us everything a long time ago, all the telephone numbers. So we can
hold on. Please do not speak out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
It completely disorganizes me, and I think it leads to some more chaos. So, Eileen, I'm a text you. Beth is iCloud email address, and if you could send her the names, if that's not too much of a bother on you.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. So
just
I'm going to text you the
email.
iCloud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that okay, Beth?
Yes, but please don't, until I determine tomorrow whether that's going to be the permanent change or not, please don't use that email address. Don't spread it beyond that point. You can use it for this purpose for now, but I've got to straighten things out. And I just wanted to say anyone who has my telephone number is free to use it. I text a lot. Text works well. You can almost always reach me by text. It's the most reliable way. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sending it to you right now, Eileen. And Beth, thank you so much for stepping up. I really appreciate you.
My pleasure.
And did you get my text with the free conference call number?
Yes.
Okay, you can use that number.
I'll ask you later what to do about it.
Okay. You can use that number to convene the meeting.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. So I think we saddled that horse pretty well.
James, Chair, could I be recognized briefly? Yeah, I just want to suggest that I want to verify and amplify what you said earlier about Mondays being a problem because there are so many meetings and so many committees that now we're alternating Monday meetings with the PMB between, what is it, personnel and strategic planning?
Yeah.
So we have to alternate meetings on every other week because there are so many committees and so many meetings. And just tonight, I had a finance committee meeting scheduled at the same time, slightly earlier than this meeting, but they overlapped. And this is a recurring problem. And now we're talking about meeting on Sundays, and I have another meeting on Sunday. So perhaps one of the things that this subcommittee could take up is some way of streamlining the bylaws to reduce the number of meetings and possibly combine the work of some of the committees into each other so that somehow we could reduce that. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. And I just want to make a statement. I really appreciate your commitment, everybody's commitment here, and the work that you do for Pacifica, the volunteer work that you do for Pacifica. Thank you so much. Okay, so I think we have consented to actions in regards to this item. We're going to go to William's motion. William, it was sent to everybody. You want to read your motion and motivate it.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, very good. I guess we postponed this or something from a prior meeting.
Yes, we did.
Okay, it's a motion regarding communication with members. And it would include an LSB, an on-air LSB report, LSB emails to make it easier to communicate by email, staff meetings at the stations, and an on-air management report to the listeners from the station management. Okay, it's pretty long. The Pacifica National Board Governance Committee recommends following motion to the PNB, and I hope we will. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws in Article 5, Section 1, E4, charges Pacifica National Board with ensuring regular communications with the members, and this infers an exchange of information and ideas between foundation members and their elected representatives and between all members and station and network management. Therefore, be it resolved that except at stations where a regular local station board report process, which allows each LSB member an equal opportunity to appear, already exists. So in other words, if there's already a report happening at the stations, then the interim executive director is to instruct each general manager to make available to the local station board a minimum of an hour or 55 minutes each month between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. for the purpose of an on-air report to the listeners from the LSB on the state of the station. Each date is to be provided to the LSB chair and secretary at least 1 month in advance, and unless the program has a multi-day schedule, that's the show that would be preempted, no show should be preempted more than once a year, and that each local station board shall utilize said time for presentations on the governance work of the board and on issues concerning the station and the network with at least half of the time of any such report given over to non-LSB member calls, in other words, call-ins from the members, and that the January or first report of each year will feature the LSB's officers, February or second report feature PNB members, and that the other monthly reports shall include a rotation of all members of the LSB in an arrangement determined by the board, whether alphabetical, by first or last name or birthday or some fixed order, and that in a year, excuse me?
I just said time.
Hello, Dwayne's on.
Good.
Oh, hi, Dwayne.
Chair, I would like to be recognized. May I be recognized?
Okay. Hold on. William, did you finish? Did you finish? You want to motivate?
I was only about halfway through it, but there's meetings and communications, and I think these are things that would be good for each station to have reports from the LSBs and reports from management, and then listener call-ins with questions, and that each station should have a rather standard email address, like LSB at, you know, KPFK, or LSB at WBAI, and that, and, you know, they can communicate with all the members easily. And that's about it. I mean, it's just the good stuff that each station should be doing.
Thank you, William, for presenting this motion. Arlene, I believe I heard you.
Yes, that was exactly what I was going to ask William to do, if he could just summarize the main points, because I can't even follow this, you know, with the text in front of me, and, you know, it's not really...
Oh, it's very long.
You know, motion language is not really quite English. You know what I mean? So, yeah, summarizing would be great. Anything else
Nancy,
you know, that you might have left out, we'd love to hear.
Okay, please wait till someone finishes speaking before requesting the stack. Nancy, I'll take
stack?
A stack for discussion. Who?
Michael White to the stack.
Okay, Nancy, then Michael White.
Yes. Okay. William summarized, but he forgot the part about, the executive director shall be able to have a live, you know, airtime on all five stations to give a report with the CFO. And that, I think that's all he did not say. Yeah. Maybe I'm looking to see what he didn't get to say. and I have some amendments to his to add, like, let the cab have airtime, because one of their jobs is to get input about programming from the listeners. And so our present manager and our previous manager wanted to do that, to give cab airtime to talk to the people and get their input on programming. And we just couldn't get to – it could not be done because of the station had to be closed down because of mold. And the other – the previous one, he left too soon. So this has been run over with our KPFT board, and we are supporting that. Okay. And
okay.
So I'd like
Thank
to
you.
Send – while the next person is talking, I'd like to send my amendments.
Please do.
Please do.
Okay.
Okay. Michael White?
Yeah, we have begun to discuss this before, so it would be valuable to remember some of what we were saying. So I think one of the questions is whether this would be applicable to all of the stations or just some of the stations. And I think William said that it would not be applicable to WBAI because he viewed WBAI as already doing what it needed to do to be exempt from this resolution. So this resolution, which comes from a WBAI member, would only be applicable to other stations. The calculation I did, I think, is that all of the stations that are subject to this resolution would have to have 26 hours of airtime administered according to this resolution, of which I think 13 hours were going to be required to be the non-listener members. You know, we just had a couple of reports to the listeners of different kinds, from the management and from the from our LSB, and you know, next week I'm doing one from the LSB. You know, I was talking with our general manager about the pros and cons, and one of the things I was very aware of is that on these hours where the so-called non-member listeners are calling in. And it would be 13 hours per each of these stations. It's very heavily weighted to the same group of people. You get very frequently the same group of persons. And yeah, maybe it's technically a non-listener member, but it's someone who is just, you know, voted off the board or whatever, and, you know, and they want to monopolize. And I can continue this if you put me back on the stack later.
Sure, I could put you back at the bottom of the stack, Michael.